Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In 1937, a man named Buzz Holmstrom built a wooden boat and ran the whitewater rapids of the entire Colorado River system completely solo. The following year, he became the subject of a documentary film that brought him national fame as the expert boatman who had supposedly conquered the Colorado. But Holmstrom always said that the rivers he ran in Utah have never been conquered, and never will. The man who documented Holmstrom's river running feats for the 1938 film was a photographer named Amos Berg. Berg needed his own boat for filming, so he commissioned a rubber raft from Goodrich Tire Company that he affectionately named Charlie. It was the first of its design, and Berg often boasted the raft could, quote, float on a dewdrop. Charlie weighed about 80 pounds, but could carry over 5,000 pounds of film equipment in its waterproof containers. Charlie was the first rubber raft used in the Mountain West, and it marked a shift in the way rivercraft were designed across Utah. Holmstrom and Berg's thousand-mile journey began in Green River, Wyoming, and ended at the Hoover Dam in Nevada. The trip took months, and during a pit stop in Utah, one fan gave them a pet raccoon to provide hours of entertainment. On Lake Mead, Holmstrom rowed for 4 days so he could symbolically bump the tip of his wooden boat against the Hoover Dam's wall, signaling the completion of his so-called conquest. Despite this amazing adventure and the fame that came with it, Holmstrom received no financial gain from the film. He regarded Utah's rivers with a sense of reverence and awe, not resources to be dominated and controlled. In one of his journals, Holmstrom wrote, "I think this river is not as treacherous as has been said. Every rapid speaks plainly just what it is and what it will do. Some people have said I have conquered the Colorado River. I don't say so. It has never been conquered, and never will, I think. Anyone who it allows to go through its canyons and see its wonders should feel thankful and privileged." Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.